Well, the purple shirt is on, and that can only mean one thing. It's a laundry day. But don't worry, there's still time to adjust your shorts and prepare to get kicked in the dick. A lot has been going on. Those boys have been, it has been a busy weekend. Those military boys have just been some busy, busy bees, haven't they? What the fuck is going on out there? Well, my name is Ray Stone. Today is June 17th, Tuesday in 2025. All is quiet. Well, not in the Middle Eastern front, but on the Western front. Boy, that phrase has just really resonated through history, hasn't it? All quiet on the Western front. That'd be us, by the way, if you didn't know what I was talking about. Before we get into it, I'm just going to give you guys a tip and trick for shaving, okay? If you didn't know this, I didn't know this, but I recently figured it out, and I bet you it's true. When you get out of the shower, if your stubble is just long enough to where a razor will be painful to use, what you do is, what had happened was, I figured out that if you have a hot skin and your hair is like soft from a hot shower, you use a cold razor blade and it cuts it clean and smooth for two whole days. So in case you didn't know how to shave, well, now you know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's jump right into it. We're going to go ahead and pump up the flamethrower because it is gaslighty out there, ladies and gentlemen. First up, Trump says he wants a real end to Iran's nuclear program, not just an Iran-Israel ceasefire. President Trump said early Tuesday morning that he wants to see a real end to the problem with Tehran giving up entirely its enrichment activities. If you don't remember, this was a problem that started way, way back when Afghanistan needed us to invade Iraq, needed us to try to invade Iran. And we couldn't quite do it back then, but boy, they're sending some missiles. You know, those hooligans are just sending some missiles back and forth on each other. Oh, and on their populations. Actually, mainly on their populations, but some on the soldiers too. If you weren't watching, holy shit, it got crazy over the weekend. Israel strikes Iran. This headline says, is the world close to a nuclear radiation incident? The reason I pulled this up is, if you didn't know this, we had some real wild boys up to no good back in the 40s and 50s. And we did nuclear radiation experiments like you wouldn't believe. In fact, probably, let's just go ahead and say probably, at least one or two people have gotten sick, maybe even cancer, because of the radioactive isotopes that will outlive our planet that are left over behind the, we used to set off nukes in the water, on land, underground. We sent a fuck ton of them into space. And that was when, like, the aliens actually got involved. I mean, according to some reports, they were like, no, you can do that at your home, but you're not bringing it out here. Okay, just to prove it, I looked up when did we send nukes into space, and it was called Starfish Prime was the operation, a high-altitude nuclear test conducted by the United States on July 9th, 1969, but that wasn't the only one. We sent up between 1940s or something, or 50s and the 60s, we sent up a whole bunch of huge nuclear explosions that we went ahead and set off in space because we're just so smart. We just can't help ourselves. Axios, scoop. U.S. tells allies it won't join the war unless Iran targets Americans. But what we will do is mobilize a whole bunch of refueling jets. Oh, and an aircraft carrier. the Iranian leader Khamenei says his inner circle, sees his inner circle hollowed out by Israel. Something like, I think it said 16 of his top people, between 15 and 20 of his top advisors, comprising guards, commanders, clerics, and politicians, according to sources. close to the official, who including three people who attended or have attended meetings with the leader on major issues, and two close to officials who regularly attended. I'm telling you, we've really got to get away from having AI write everything. If you do have AI write your shit, fucking proofread it. This is retarded. Top stories. I also said I Googled U.S. sends aircraft carrier and refueling jets. And here we go. U.S. bolsters Trump's Middle East military options by moving refueling aircraft, and U.S. deploys aircraft carrier USS Nimitz over Iran-Israel conflict. That's the one that was involved with the Hamas, where Hamas was actually like lobbing it, like kind of disregarding some of our orders to steer clear. Let's see, ABC News, Trump denies reaching out to Iran, threatens to come down hard if Tehran strikes U.S. assets. I mean, it just kind of looks like what we really want to do is fight Iran, but we're going to use Israel to pick the fight. Iran knows that Israel is basically a long extension of the United States military, and so the Ayatollah Khomeini, the supreme ruler, which is a crazy fucking thing to call yourself. I am the supreme leader. I would feel so ridiculous with that title, supreme leader. How about president? Or, you know, I guess supreme leader will do. If that's what you want to be, that's what you're going to be. But he came out the other day and said, yeah, that he's tying the pieces together. There are recent quotes that politicians, the top brass of both the U.S. and Israel, said Israel doesn't do anything without the say-so of the United States. So essentially, the fact that Israel bombed Iran, essentially that's kind of like saying we did it. So, you know, pucker your butts. Israeli forces, I saw this too, kill 51 Palestinians waiting for flour at Gaza aid site. This is what they've turned to, is they're attacking the people who are getting aid. I mean, now, the other side of the story is the people getting aid are also cloaking the people in Hamas, I guess, the warring factions, the rebels. But that doesn't, I don't know, I guess it just doesn't excuse the activity. Whatever. Here we go. Congress is holding emergency briefings on security after Minnesota shootings. If you haven't been paying attention, one House of Representatives was shot and killed, and one senator in Minnesota was shot and injured. And I mean, this really just brings me to the point that Warren Buffett said, which is, if you want to get out of debt, here's what you do. He said, I can fix the deficit real easy. Anytime the spending is more than 3% over GDP, meaning if you're spending 3% or more over what you make, no members of Congress will be eligible for re-election. That's House of Representatives and Senators, because those are the people that are on the take, that are basically ruining, they're the lawmakers that are ruining the country, signing into action bills that absolutely are full of corruption and misspending. And if you get them to where they can't keep doing it, well, they might just act right. So it is, I mean, this shooting is kind of right up there next to Luigi Mangione, where it's like the insurance companies are taking advantage. You know, there are just a few corners of our society that are absolutely taken advantage, and you know, we can do something about it. Do I think we should shoot people? No, we definitely shouldn't be shooting people. Absolutely not. Moving on. CNN. Senate Republicans unveil plans for cuts to Medicaid and taxes in Trump agenda bill. This was attached to the headline that the Senate is now working on the big, beautiful tax bill, which is going to increase taxes and, well, it says decrease taxes, increase deficit. I mean, this guy, forgive me for saying so, but I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's doing stuff. I think he's you know, I think he's doing shit, but he doesn't know why. BBC, it opened up something in me. Why people are turning to bibliotherapy. Guys, read a book. It's way better for you. If you sit down and read, and I don't mean like a book where you're going to learn something. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to fucking learn shit from books. I learn way too much all the time from the internet. Now I'm going to turn to books to shut my brain off. It is so nice. Your brain changes gears and makes its own imagery as you read through a book. And I don't mean plow through and look at the words and understand what they mean. I mean, take your time and read a sentence slowly so that your brain can form a mental image and you can actually make your own television in your head. And it is very enjoyable. It is very quiet. And if you do it for 30 minutes, you'll be happy. But you got to do Stephen King. All the other artists suck. All right. Meta sacrifices a heap of money at the altar of AI. And here's a picture of Zuckerberg wearing his stupid fucking Meta glasses. I hate those. I wanted those glasses to work so badly. And I still might put them to use. But I just didn't like the fact that you have to live stream if you want to record something that's longer than an hour. Leave it to a douchebag that looks like that to say, I'm going to offer you a really cool product, but I'm only going to let you use it the way I want you to use it. You can't use it unless I tell you to use it, and then you use it the way me, I said. I'm in control of everything. Well, I've got news for you. You, sir, are a douchebag. All right. Moving along, how many gigawatts per year does the United States use for people versus software and AI? That was what that last article made me think of. What this article says is they're planning on building like 15, they're planning on spending $15 billion on AI superintelligence over the next whatever number of years, which is just wild. He's going to pay some people some top brass, some top dollars, nine-figure salaries is what the article actually says. So he's going to pay a few hundred million for some people, but he's going to spend $15 billion in the near future to try to keep up with the AI superintelligence race. And it just reminds me, it takes it. Something that I heard on Rogan actually this past week was, how do we stop the AI? And Rogan said, we don't, we can't. And I'm saying, yes, you can. Here's how you do it. You turn off the electricity. That's it. Turn off the juice. You know who can live without electricity? We can. You know who can't? A fucking I. But it can store. I wonder, how does it work? So if AI is really smart, it's going to back itself up to a hard drive so that if you do shut off the electricity, you got to leave it off. And you can't let AI into the internet. Oops. All right, let's see what AP says. Trump muses about turning the G7 back into the G8 or even the G9 with China. The G8 was before we kicked out Russia. This was interesting. If you've been following along, the day after Israel attacked Iran, Trump jumped on a phone call with Putin for 50 minutes. If you don't think these guys are all just stockpiling too many weapons and then needing to get rid of them, you're not using your fucking brains. Actually, you know what? This one goes out to all of the politicians. Go fuck yourselves. Fuck! They just stockpile too many weapons and then they need to use them because they're going to make more weapons. Otherwise, they don't get to spend money on building the weapons. Does anybody see a cycle here? Okay, let's get into some good news. First up, needles 1,000 times thinner than a hair to replace painful cancer biopsies. This is a new technology. I guess it's a patch of needles that they're using computer chip building technology to get in. And instead of biopsy, I guess you can just put the patch on your skin and the little fine hairs get in and figure out what kind of cancer you've got, and also Alzheimer's research, which is crazy to me. It's like, so we're going to use AI to figure this shit out, but we're not going to just go backwards and be like, yeah, but what's causing it? Treatment. We want to focus on treatment. We want to get some money from these guys. All right, moving on. Dad golfer wins U.S. Open at 150-1 odds after running to get a medicine for a sick daughter. Okay. Why is that a news story? At-home foot scanner can detect the warnings of heart failure. You know, your diet will detect the warnings of heart cancer, foot disease, and foot, lung, and heart disease. I liked this. Hero rescue dog detects a stranger's oncoming seizure and won't leave his side. Animals are the best. An adoption meet and greet event hosted by an animal rescue, a shelter dog performed an extraordinary act of diagnosis without ever even being trained to do so. If you didn't know this, this is something that's amazing. I've got a friend of mine who's got, MS, multiple sclerosis, and she's prone to having low blood pressure, bouts of low blood pressure, and there's a potential for seizure. Well, a dog can smell or hear your blood pressure going down, and what they do is they put their paws up on you, and they make you sit down, and then they climb on top of your chest, which increases your blood pressure. Why does that warm me up so much just hearing? It's like, this is what dogs just love you. They're here to love you, and that's what they do. I liked this. Quick-thinking zoo elephant rescued a drowning gazelle with its trunk. That is just amazing. You know what? What is this teaching me? The only good news is in the animal kingdom. It is not inside of the human kingdom. Even to the point where we have to use animal kingdom stuff to figure out cool shit for ourselves. Here's another one. Shark skin coating for airliners may cut fuel use by 4%. Now, a 4% increase of fuel efficiency is quite a margin just by putting rougher linings on your aircraft. Apparently, if you do, the reason a shark is so aerodynamic is it has like rivulets. It's a rough surface. It's not a perfectly smooth surface, creating small little eddies, I guess, where nothing. So if you have less, you can create less drag by having lines in your skin that are horizontal against the direction that you're flowing. Who'd have thunk it? That's amazing. Last thing here that I saw was nice. Doctor gave free care to patients for decades, and now they've raised just under $300,000 to pay for his cancer. That's pretty cool. And this one here, a young welder builds clever lockbox for packages to combat porch pirates for taking his deliveries. Porch pirates is a wild thing to say. What comes to your mind? Porch pirates. But it is pretty cool. Like, and also, go fuck yourself. If you steal something off of somebody's porch, go fuck yourself. You suck. But for the rest of you that are doing good things out there, you're the best, and I love you. And that's been it. You can pull your shorts back up to their normal positions. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. My name's Ray. This has been the news, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye.